A new mini-documentary focuses on the contributions of African-American nurses. It's called The Black Angels, A Nurse's Story. A screening will happen tonight at Ohio State. Here to talk about the movie is the producer and a former U.S. Naval Nurse Corps officer, Denitra Hampton. She joins me now via Skype. Thanks so much.
Good morning.
Your movie centers on what happened during a tuberculosis outbreak at a Staten Island, New York hospital in the 1940s. What happened?
African-American nurses called the Black Angels. They helped with taking care of patients with tuberculosis at a hospital called Seaview. Seaview Hospital was the largest sanatorium for tuberculosis at that time, and it housed over 2,000 patients. Now, these nurses came from different states, from the South, Michigan, Georgia, South Carolina, and they came up at a time where white nurses refused to take care of these patients. And you have to remember, back then, there was no cure for tuberculosis. And these nurses stepped in to take care of these patients.
The nurse that the movie highlights is Marjorie Reed, who died at age 92 after production. What did she tell you about her work and that of others to save lives?
Marjorie Tucker Reed was 92, and she is in the documentary, and this documentary focuses on her life. Now, Marjorie Tucker Reed explained that back then, when she started working at Seaview Hospital in 1946, the nurses there talked to her as if she didn't exist, as if working at Seaview Hospital was a plague. But Marjorie Tucker Reed was very clear that she came to work at Seaview Hospital because she was a nurse and she wanted to take care of patients.
How many other Black nurses stepped in to help?
The Black Angels, there were 300 Black Angels noted. And those nurses came from all across the country, as I explained earlier. So it was up to 300, yes.
How many lives do you think they saved?
Oh, millions. You're talking about the cure for tuberculosis was at Seaview Hospital by Dr. Robert Robichek. And the Black Angels were instrumental in that cure.
What challenges did these nurses face and how did they overcome them?
You'll have to remember, this was a time of segregation. So even at Seaview Hospital, African-American nurses were not allowed to work in white hospitals. But because we had an epidemic like tuberculosis, they were allowed to come in. So even with all of the challenges of having family, having things to take care of just in their day-to-day operation, they chose to take care of patients over life. So even if it cost them their own lives, they went into this hospital to care for patients. So the challenges were numerous.
What did you learn about tuberculosis during the 1940s?
What I've learned is that we still have bias when it comes to diseases such as tuberculosis, not just in the 1940s, but even now. So doing this mini documentary was one of the most profound process or projects that I've done when it comes to health disparities and when it comes to epidemics such as tuberculosis.
2020 is the year of the nurse and midwife. Nursing is a career that created opportunities, I believe, for many African-American women through the decades. Tell me about that.
One of the great things about this documentary is that it gets to showcase nursing and nursing science and the contributions of African-Americans to nursing, nursing science, research, and medicine. And I'm hoping that the people who view this documentary not only just learn about the plight of these African-American nurses, but they'll learn about everything that they've done, not just then, but now.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with producer of the mini documentary, The Black Angels, A Nurse's Story, Denitra Hampton. Thanks for telling the story of these heroic nurses.
Thank you for having me, Debbie.